Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Julia Rugina, who is presenting her wonderful film, very powerful film called Breaking News, in the official competition of the festival. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Would you like to maybe introduce your movie? Tell them as much about the story as you'd like.
I'm not going to say too much. Mm-hmm. Let's start the classical way. It's a character-driven drama.
Right.
Centered around it's about a news reporter, journalist who has to make an in memoriam material about a colleague who dies during a live broadcast. But since he knows almost nothing about the guy, he starts a research process and into the life of the cameraman. The only person willing to talk about him is his daughter, who kind of hates him.
Right. Well, she's also at a difficult age, let's say. So.
Exactly. She's 15 in the film. So they kind of build this relationship in which he's trying to dig deeper into the story, loses objectivity, and switches roles from journalist to
almost surrogate family.
Yes.
Figure.
Yes.
And okay, so let's take it from the news aspect of the story. How familiar were you with this particular world, and why did you decide to talk about it?
First, we decided what we started from was somebody researching into somebody's life and getting to go deeper and deeper and deeper and finding some pieces of himself while doing that. So then we came up, but this was 10 years ago. We were 20-something, just out of film school when we started writing this story. And then we figured that let's go for a news reporter, a television reporter. We knew nothing about. I'm saying we because it's the script is co-written with two other writers. So we started researching on the world, and we spent a lot of time in newsrooms of televisions, discussing a lot with journalists, and we made the basis of this world. It's not a lot of input of television into the film. You see it now and then. It's more a personal search in the end. But it's the result of a lot of discussion with the reporters and journalists dealing with breaking news and sometimes dramatic stories or tragic stories or
perhaps also like dealing with morality in a way.
Exactly, because the film I think goes a bit on that, which is what is the story? Is it what you see on the surface? Is it what you just see on TV, or is it how much can you show? How much should you dig? How much should you let out? When does indecency step in, and all about that? But the film is not about being a journalist. It's just more about being a human and letting yourself be defrosted. Is that a word? From inside, if your inside is frozen and you slowly melt, and that hurts, and it's about that.
Because one of the powerful things about this movie, I thought, was the way it starts. And obviously there's this huge accident, and it's the cameraman and the reporter. And then soon after that, you find out that although they put their lives in real danger, they didn't really know anything about each other. So it's really a fascinating aspect to start off the film.
Exactly. And it is one of the themes, because I believe we do this, all of us, not as journalists. We pass by people without having no idea who they are, not even asking ourselves who they are, and just, you know, putting labels and just not thinking that what is it that makes a human, and what is it the story, and what is it that's left behind when we're gone. And it's all these questions that come out in the film, or we were trying to, I don't know, I hope they come out. But it was a lot in my mind and in our mind when writing and when doing it.
Actually, I guess your description of that there kind of reminds me of the film festival world. a little bit, you know, where you just pass by people and people are like, you know, that's the director, that's the film critic, whatever, whatever. So it's very interesting. Anyways, I want to talk about the style of the movie too. First of all, can you help the listeners kind of visualize it and maybe talk about some of the choices you made?
Yes, we were aiming for a very live camera, handheld all the time. There are no fixed shots. We wanted to make it look like it's a documentary, but on the in the same time make it very subjective. I don't know if people know that some of the characteristics of the Romanian new wave in the last 10-20 years has been long shots, sometimes wide shots, observatory, objective. We were aiming for the opposite of that. I mean, the tone of the film is similar, but the camera is always subjective. The edit, it's very much edited in the same time. We were shooting long shots, but then we cut in them, and this was the intention from the beginning. So it's more of a camera that is going very much close to the characters. There's a lot of close-ups in the film, but the camera is always... and the camera is mostly following the main characters and the... it's not descriptive, it's very much involved to what's happening with
them. Good. And so it's only fair that we talk about the work of the actors too. First of all, could you tell me what their names are, the two leading actors?
The main character, the news reporter, is played by Andy Vasluianu, who is a quite important Romanian actor in the last 10 years or even more. And Voica Oltean is the teenager, the second main character, who was 15 at the time of the shooting. She's now 17. This is her first role in film. So it was a good combination of working with somebody with a lot of experience in film, because Andy is one of the most experienced actors in cinema, and somebody who has never done it, who is 15, full of enthusiasm and full of love for this job, and she wants to do this. So yes, it
was. And so as a result, her performance is very naturalistic, you know, very natural.
I'm glad you say so, and I think she would be glad because it was very. It's not an easy part for somebody at the debut, but what helped was that she was cast. Also, according to, we did a huge casting to find her. We were searching among teenagers into acting in acting groups, and she's studying in an acting high school now. She was in the 10th grade then, and we kind of aimed for somebody who's not necessarily a revelation in acting, which she was when I first saw her, but also somebody who is intelligent enough and brave enough to go places where you would not normally go, which is search within her. And she's extremely intelligent and I believe extremely talented, but she has worked hard, and this hard work has been the condition for which she managed to, because...
Very good, yeah. Well, okay, so as a final question, I'm not going to ask you about the Romanian New Wave. I think that other reporters can do that, because everyone's going to bring that up anyways. But I'm more interested in something that I read, actually, in the bio in the program. You know, I had a little time to browse. Usually I don't do this, because I like the interviews to be spontaneous. But your previous films are very low budget, and this didn't look that low budget to me. I mean, it looked great to me on screen. Was it because you had a bigger budget to work with? And if so, what was the difference?
We definitely had a bigger budget than what I had for my first films, because my first films were produced independently. They were the result of an acting class that kind of paid for the films. The first one was 50,000 euros and the second was 100,000 euros or something, and everybody worked for free, and so it was different conditions, definitely. Here we were working with a professional budget. The budget was, I don't know exactly how much it was, but it wasn't very high, because it was only Romanian support. There's no other countries co-production. But it was decent, but it wasn't as... I agree that the film looks looks good in production value, But this is also because we were working with team with an amazing team of scenography, of camera and image, costumes also, and the production people who made it not show that we were, you know, we weren't super rich and spending a lot of money. And if you think about it, there's only two things that cost a lot, which is the first scene that you were mentioning, which is very big in terms of production.
Sure, yeah.
And then the house that we had to build sort of from scratch. It's just the exterior that...
You built it from scratch?
It's just the exterior. Inside there was nothing, not even the roof was... So they built everything.
Okay.
And that kind... I think they did an amazing job, the art department.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very intense film, and thank you very much for talking with us about it. We're out of time, but I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Once again, I'd like to remind our listeners that the movie is called Breaking News, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.